district for 16 years, and staff do not spend their careers in one district unless we are doing something right. I will truly miss being here. I hope the culture of being a family, a team, and working for the right reasons continues to be the way the district operates after I retire. Thank you. I'll leave it at that. Melissa, if this can please go in the minutes.
Can I ask
Craig,
a question?
Yes.
I just, as being the longest sitting board member, I just would like to just make one comment because this whole thing has been really hard, and to watch our president be attacked, our superintendent, board members, our staff, to watch the faces out here is absolutely ridiculous. It is heartbreaking to see what you guys do every day. It's appreciated. And we see you, we appreciate you. We know what you guys are doing. I'm so sorry that because people are unhappy with how they think the board is, how they think the superintendent is, that you're getting caught up in this. It's heartbreaking because I know the type of people you are, and I know it's kids first. It's always been kids first, and this has taken away from that. I see Craig's heart breaking after 16 years. I sat on this board when we found Craig. I sat on this board for 6 terms, and I was elected. I didn't come on because the community has brought me back. And I'm not gonna justify anything about my husband works or any of that stuff. I don't care. My skin's thicker than that. Come after me, I don't care. But when you go after people's children and their grandchildren, all bets are off. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I know the job. I admire every single person that I sit on this board with, the job they do, the love that they have for kids, the work that they do, the hours that are put in, and nobody knows what we do and how many hours we put in. And you know what? We might not work 5 days a week like a paraprofessional, but you know what? I've been on vacation. I've been to alarm calls in the middle of the night, bomb scares. I mean, every event, all of these people have. And if they need something, we're there. Every single person in this room. And I am sorry. I am so sorry from the bottom of my heart, because sitting here listening to this has broke my heart, because it takes away from all the good that we are doing in this community. And at the end of the day, we have to shake it off. The facts are there, and do what we do best, and that is educate kids, love our community, and hold our heads high. Because I think we are all here for the right reasons, and I'm sorry. It's hard, and it started with your face, to Regine, to Justin, to Sherry, to Craig, to down the line. Again, and I'm not articulating this well, I know that, because my emotions right now, I feel like I could have a stroke at this moment, because I'm so angry, because I think we all put in so much time, so much effort, and it's not because at the end of the day, I get benefits. I've done this for a long time. I did it before I had a business. And at the end of the day, we want to be here. We want to make these decisions. We want to do what's best for kids. And that's what we have to remember. And I want you guys all to remember that. And you are all very much appreciated, respected professionals. And please just take it for what it is, unfactual items. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt all of you, but.
My name is Sherry Guzman. I'm the principal of Lincoln Elementary. I just want to make sure this is on and being recorded. I have been in education for 27 years, and I'm a mom of three children and one that was mentioned in this letter. And I would kindly ask that those people listening to this recording remove my daughter's name from your letter, and she's a minor. And if you ever would like to ask me about her discipline or her father, we can tell you about any trouble that she's gotten in, because I can assure you that any issues she's had at school, she's had far more significant consequences in our home. She has missed a merit trip in seventh grade. She will miss another one this trimester because she's made stupid 13-year-old mistakes. And at no time has anyone ever removed anything from Aries. Yes, somebody tried to kiss her under the slide in kindergarten, and she
had the
principal and her teacher, and it is still in Aries to this day, and it will remain there when she goes to high school. So I'm trying to be as professional as I can, but please remove my daughter from any sort of conversation. Come after me. That's fine.
Amen.
I can handle it.
I do have a question.
Yes.
Previous letters listed the return address as the district office address.
Yes.
What was the return address on this letter, please?
P.O. Box 119, which is the Wheatland Fire Authority. According to the post office, which I've been in contact with, this is mail fraud that continues, but without knowing who it is, there's nothing we can do about it.
Uh, I'll say one quick thing to back you up on that, Justin. I think I was 19 years old when we met, working at the summer camp at Beale, and you were educating me then on how to act like a professional because I knew nothing about it. but at the end of the day, my kids get up for school and they're excited and they're rushing out the door 20 minutes before, 30 minutes before they need to be. My house backs right up to the school, and I'm trying to keep them in to get some food in their mouths before they get to school. So regardless of everything going on here, what you guys are doing is great, great things. And it's not just my kids that feel that way.
From the public. Thank you. Now, any communication from the public that's...
Annette, bring us something positive. Come on.
Not on the agenda.
Assess the maintenance, the recapitalization, and the physical condition. activity or something like that for kids, or just tell, try to get people to sign up for something.
When you're an athletic sports event or something like that, just please let me know, and I'll send a little more details out to you guys, so we'd love to have you. Ms. Wallace, you always come.
So that's April 24th.
Legos and Jenna Boardman will probably go hand in hand.
Oh, yeah.
She, her group too. So, yeah, that group she works with. The group she works with, the students.
Anchor for Life.
And if you have any questions about any of this, just let me know. So, I hope that was good news.
Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Consent agenda. Any questions, comments, or concerns on the consent agenda?
No.
Then may I have a motion to accept, please?
So moved.
And a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Consent agenda passes. Moving on. Action items. 5.1. Approve the SARC reports.
So annually we bring forward the SARC reports. It's a requirement by the state of California. All of our SARC reports need to be approved by the board. Each of the principals are here if you have any questions about their report. Melissa does a big job of this, getting the information in there. As I've explained before, SARC reports are always a year or two behind. And so they're, you don't get the information in time to get it out. So. But it is an annual report that gets posted on our website for parents and whoever to read. And I don't think there's any significant changes from the SARC reports from the previous couple of years. But we have all four of them here, and our administrative team is happy to answer any questions. Or Melissa can answer because she does a lot of it.
Are there any questions, comments, concerns?
I have none.
May I entertain a motion to accept them, please?
So moved.
And a second?
Second.
Okay, first and a second. And can we have all those in favor say aye, please?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? 5.1, approved SARC support passes. On to 5.2, approved employment agreement with CSEA and local chapter 626.
So I negotiated with CSEA this year, and we have come to an agreement. This agreement is about a cost of about $40,000 to the district. The majority of that comes out of the preschool program. All it is moving our grounds to grounds maintenance, because they do a lot of our maintenance work as well. And then our preschool paras, because of the age of the student, has gone down significantly. They are now having to do diapering and whatnot. So it moves them to the same as our para special ed role. So it affects only a few of our employees, but it was an important move for what our employees do. There is no COLA increase to any of our groups this year, so there's no COLA increase to CSEA, and the other stuff you see in there, a lot of it is classified CSEA language that they are required to get into contracts. So I'm happy to answer any questions. It was a very good negotiations with CSEA. They understood that that they have received significant raises over the last few years with COVID money and whatnot. And so when I said, even though COLA is 2.6, the offer is zero, they did not even come back and say, no, we know you have the money. So very happy with the way the negotiations went with CSEA. So I ask for your approval. And the changes to the employees, the grounds maintenance and the preschool, they are not retro. And so they will just begin. Okay?
I'd just like to thank you for making that happen, because those grounds guys do help a lot in the maintenance area, and a lot of stuff would have to be contracted out if we didn't have the extra hands, and I think that's the fair thing to do. So thank you for doing that.
Are there any questions? May I have a motion to accept 5.2 then, please?
I'll motion to approve.
And a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? 5.2 passes. On to 5.3, approve employment agreement where management certificated and classified employees.
So they don't get to negotiate, they get to beg. And there's no begging this year. There's no money to bring forward that we felt was appropriate at this time. This employment agreement is coming forward to you. It is not a bargaining unit agreement. It is an employment agreement between the district and the management, classified management and certificated management. And it puts down on paper what they get in sense of money, benefits, time off, et cetera, et cetera. And it's really important that we have this in place as I leave, because whoever comes in behind me will need to know what our administrators get. So, and I will just say that I'll also say the same thing for the confidential employees. They do not negotiate. The verbiage of confidential means that they work in the district office in this district. In many districts, confidential are only those who deal with negotiations. In this district, it's all of the employees, because we're such a small district, with the exception of Anna, who is management. They're all confidential employees because their jobs intersync with each other. They all have to help each other. One person can't do payroll, one person can't do accounts payable or accounts receivable without others helping. So I'm just giving you that so that you can either take them together or separately. I'll leave it to you.
For 5.3 and 5.4?
Yes. It's probably best to take them separately.
Okay. If there's no questions, may I have a motion to pass 5.3, please?
So moved.
And a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, 5.3 passes. On to 5.4. We've already talked about that. Do we need to...
Unless anybody has any questions, I'm...
Okay, can I have a motion to accept 5.4, please?
A motion to approve.
And a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, 5.4 also passes.
Let me just, before we go to 5.5, we have other groups. We have teachers group, we have the support staff, which is not a union, it's our psychologists, OTs, nurse, et cetera. I have not met with either of those groups. The teachers have indicated that they understand that they have been treated quite fairly with their money, and so that they will come hopefully this spring to talk about future. And the other group, they don't really have a negotiating power, but I will meet with them, and then I am meeting with the secretaries on tomorrow, and we'll bring that forward to you. They are an organized group, the secretaries. They're six strong, and so I meet with all six. But they will be here tomorrow to answer any questions, and then I will bring their contract is a new, because their 3 years is up, so it will be a new 3-year contract. So I'll bring those forward at the next board meeting, at least that one.
Okay, approved county proposal for superintendent search.
Okay, so I'd like to introduce Superintendent Greger and his staff. As you are aware, I'll say it again, I'm retiring. And how do we go about doing a search for a superintendent? There are different options. You can do it in-house, which I never recommend. You can have the county office do it, which is what I recommended to the board, and I was in contact with Superintendent Greger. Or you can have an outside firm do it, and they are quite expensive. So I will turn it over to Superintendent Greger and his staff for their proposal.
Wow, can you hear me now? My name is Rob Greger, Superintendent of Schools for Utah County Office of Education. First and foremost, thank you, Superintendent Gensler, Colonel Hanson, and mm-hmm. With that being said, our goal is to serve you, and that's obviously what a county office is supposed to be doing. And so how we do this is we ask you what your needs are. And so my team, we come before you, and we will interview yourself. We'll interview any groups that you wish, your admin group,